is KO4NUE. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will be... CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Liberty, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, W4DJW with an announcement.
WKO4NUE, go ahead with your announcement, sir.
And you can put a number one on this, Chad, so that you can call it traffic. Tomorrow night on the SwampNet, be sure and stop by tomorrow. Bonnie has released Robert AA4RM's ham gear to start selling it on the SwampNet. You're not going to see it all come out. You're going to see pieces of it come out, pieces at a time. Robert has some really nice equipment, so and this is a really good opportunity. So just letting everybody know, be sure and stop by on the SwampNet tomorrow night. Good equipment that's going to go on sale there from AA4RM, Robert's inventory of ham gear. W4DJW, back to net control.
W4FCMD, would that be also be listed on the website, do you know?
So we used to have a place to put that on the website, Fred, but we don't have that anymore. If you make a specific request, I can send you a spreadsheet that has the information in it.
Dave, thank you for that, but I appreciate it. W4FCM, back to you, Chad.
Okay, I'll make a note of it. Back to you, Chad.
Are any more announcements for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
Please.
OIM, this is KO4NUE. Go ahead, Walt.
Good evening, Chad. Back at home there, I got a call last night, but I go back in tomorrow morning for a what they call a very deep biopsy, where they can cut some more of that cancer loose. And I'm going to go ahead and check me in. I'll be listening to the end of the net, but I'm sorry, I can't come back on and talk for long as... I just want y'all to know I really appreciate you. Thoughts and prayers, Chad, so KO4NUE, K4OIM. Back to you, Chad, Linnea.
Okay, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Walt, appreciate you dropping by, and hope everything goes well for you, sir. And anything we can do for you, please let us know. With that said, I'm going to ask one more time, are there any more announcements or bulletins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. So with that, we'll move on to the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, male in Prosperity. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacresville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. K KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, K4WRO, Bill in Easley, and KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, and KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, KO4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont, and KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors, and KG4WNP, Landon in Dacusville. Guys, using the pre-check function on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and with that said, we'll now move on to EchoLink stations. All EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Hello, this is K2BNG. Glenn in Gray Court. And, yeah, just checking in via EchoLink tonight because, you know, somehow this gets later and later for me, and I pass my bedtime. So no traffic, no round table, just say hi to the net and 73s.
We'd like to back up and recognize KD2BNG. That's Mr. Glenn in Gray Court. Appreciate you dropping in with us tonight, Glenn. And hope all is well with you. So we got one more station up on EchoLink. I'm going to pause just for a second and give him an opportunity. And if not, we'll move on to the RF portion.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative tonight. And glad to hear Walt on there. Everybody have a nice evening.
I'd like to recognize KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve and Inman. Appreciate you dropping in with us tonight, Steve. And appreciate you using the Echo Link function on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So, with that, I'm not seeing any more stations on Echo Link, so we'll move to the RF portion of the check-in. So, tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. Any station with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Send us in Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net in 73.
UE. At Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
UE. And Miss Anna Orwell, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Chad, you and Anna have a good evening. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
UE. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. It's good to hear Walt out there, and that's exactly why I'll stick around for a comment. Back to net.
Can you eat? Please check in Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
NUE. Great to hear you call the net again. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark Donna in and out if you would please, and I'll be around for comments. And I hope everyone has a good night, and how special it is to hear Walt tonight. Thank you for being here, Walt. 7-3.
NUE. Oh, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI Mobile. Andy, you're in Pickens. No traffic, no round table, and I'll be listening as long as I'm mobile.
Alpha Niue. Kilo Oscar 4 Sierra X-ray Hotel. Bill in Emma, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Good group. So let's back up and recognize what we got. We got, starting with Mr. Dennis in Gaffney, KG4 GIA. Hold on, Dennis. Is that a G or a J? Let me know, Dennis, before I move on.
It's a Juliet. It's a J.
Roger that. Okay. KG4 JIA, Mr. Dennis in Gaffney. KK4 JFO, James up in Tuxedo. W4 IOE, Mr. Sid and Fletcher. And KO4 JKD, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. And Duncan, I have you down for comments tonight. And K4 LWE, that's Mr. Larry in Piedmont. KK4 JBQ, Larry also in Greer. And Mr. Larry, I have you down for comments tonight. And you bring along your wife, KC4 MFK, that's Miss Donna also in Greer. And KI4 LZI, Mr. Andy, mobiling around in Pickens, but listening in. Please be safe out there, Andy. And KO4 SEH, that's Daryl in North Carolina. I believe that's right, sir. Was that Daryl, sir?
But the call sign you got wrong. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Sierra X-ray Hotel.
Daryl in North Carolina, KO4 SXH. We got it right that time, sir?
Negative, negative.
At that, we'll move on to the next portion of the check-in, which will be Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4 NUE.
KO4 NUE. Please check in. Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH. Billy in Anderson. Also, please check in my wife Nancy. Also in Anderson. Her call is Kilo November 4 Delta Bravo Quebec. 73 to you and all on the net.
For NUE. Pat, please check in. Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena and my husband Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick and our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. And hello, Walt.
Skip and recognize K9OH, that's Mr. Billy in Anderson. And Bree brings along his wife, Miss Nancy, also in Anderson. And her call is KN4DBQ. And Miss Lorena in Piedmont, along with Mr. Rick and Michelle. Miss Lorena's call is KK4ONO. Rick's call is KK4DMW. And Miss Michelle's is KM4MOQ. Any more stations for Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sinsville, that's KO4PXB.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7:30 you, Miss 7:30 you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Recognize KO4 PXB. That's good, my good friend Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, and KO4 NNH. That's Mr. Fred mobiling around in Piedmont. You be safe out there, Fred, and you have a nice night at work, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next portion of the check-in, and that is Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Can Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
4NUE. KO4NUE, please check in KO4RYP, My name is Anna, and I'm at home in Campavello tonight.
NUE. KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Crescent, Liberty, and I'll be negative.
So that was a good group. So let's back up and recognize Mr. Chris in Lyman. Whiskey November 4 Sierra. And also my bride, Miss Anna in Campobello, KO4RYP. And my cousin Chris in Liberty, KO4QLG. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Are there any more stations, Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Mr. Chan, thanks for calling the net. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, and I sent you a text that we discussed earlier today about your mom.
Recognize N0TR. That's Mr. Tom in Greer. Appreciate you dropping by with us, Tom. And I did get your text, but just got kind of got tied up for a little bit, but I will get back with you, sir. I appreciate you sending me that. But okay, so let me move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Me. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Tommy. And any more stations for Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. On to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Hotel, Whiskey, Yankee. K4HWY, Marcial, in Saluda, North Carolina. No comments. 73s to everybody in the net.
For NUE. Good evening, Jed. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, for Bravo, Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Let's back up and recognize W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer, and K4HWI, that's Marcial in North Carolina, and KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Are any more stations for Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that begins with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is KO4HK. Please check me in tonight, in and out, and I will be here in Penrose. 4NUE.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
Let's back up and get Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, KO4HKX, and Mr. Harry in Candler. And Harry, I was thinking about you today. I was splitting firewood today, and was thinking about that big old oak tree in your yard. And, Harry, your call is KC4EZN. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir. Okay, are there any more stations Echo through Hotel? Please call KO4NUE. We'll move up to the patient group. Alpha through Zulu. Any stations with the suffix begins with Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE.
Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. I'll be around for Rag Jew. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Recognize KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. And Gary, I got you down for comments. And I wish you could see me now, Gary. I'm stretched out on an ironing board and got everything laid out on my ironing board. I'll send you a picture. So, also, we'd like to recognize K3JOY. And please tell your pretty little bride, Miss Joy, that me and Chris said hello tonight. Okay, any more stations? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4 Zulu Uphill Foxtrot, keep you close. Good, Chad, don't leave me on the list. Just check me in and out.
4 NUE. Again, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Okay, recognize. KE4ZHF, that's Mr. Keith up in Columbus, and KN4CHY, Keith also in Seneca. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. So I'm waiting one more call for Alpha through Delta before we move on. Alpha through Zulu. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Okay, this is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each of one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the RAG-2 portion may secure at your leisure. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll stop periodically during the RAG-2 portion, trying to get a few more check-ins. So, with that said, first on the stump tonight is KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. You got a nice, clean stump, sir. Go ahead and take it.
KO4NUE, KO4JKV. Thanks, Chad. Had a big, huge radio field week in the beginning, weekend and beginning of the week. Did the winter field day. And I'm always doing parks on the air, but most importantly, I was just very happy to hear Walt. Glad to hear you talking, Walt. I know you're listening, so that made my day. But anyway, and yeah, it was a busy weekend with Winter Field Day. I'll stick around later after all this RAG-2 because I know Walt is the one who created the concept of round table after the round shoe, so I'll stick around after that. I've been talking to Harry up there in Candler about that. I have a technical question for you, Harry, but nothing much. I do have some questions for you, Chad, about APRS, over.
Get right to your questions, and KC4EZN, if you're still on frequency, if you don't mind hanging around, Duncan's got a question for you after the RAG-2. And Duncan, I did the winter field day from the house. I did it on backup power, and the first 10 or 15 minutes, I made it all the way to Aiken, South Carolina. So I was not too impressed initially. But as the day progressed, I talked with a station. I don't have my logbook in front of me, but I believe the call was K3 Sierra, which was the USS Savannah battleship up in up north somewhere. I wrote it in Baltimore, I believe. And also made it all the way to Palmdale, California. I was not able to talk with him long, but we were able to exchange a signal report, a weather report, and then, you know, things just kind of faded out. But I made a total of 16 contacts, and I was happy with that. I was pleased with that, but With that, I'll try to answer anything I can with APRS. I'm not really good at it. Dave is the expert, but if I can't answer it, we'll see if we can get Dave to answer it. So go ahead, sir.
For JKB, I'd rather talk about more about the winter field day, my experience. That first Saturday, I had four contacts. I did two, and then my buddy, he's technician level, came over, and we just stayed until the next day, and so he got to operate under my call sign, and then we got 36 contacts at the end, and it was a really interesting experience because it got very crowded, and you could see people getting edgy with each other and all that stuff. So it was really fun experience. I only operated on 20 and 40 meters on single sideband, but if Harry, you're around, I won't get you here because I know there's other people on the stump. That was a really good thing. I'll just send it back to you, Chad. I'm kind of tongue-tied. I'm just thinking about Walt. I know he's listening. I'd like to talk to you, glad you're listening there. It's really good to hear your voice. So I'm going to send it back to you, Chad, and I'll stick around for what Walt created, the round table after the round table. So back to you, KO4JKV.
KV, KO4EUE. Well, before I let you go, Duncan, I want to share an experience I had with you on the winter field day. So I was up on, I don't know, one of the bands. I can't remember which one it was. But it was in the extra class range. And there was a station that was trying to use the frequency that just would not put he would not give his call sign. And so I don't know if he was, you know, operating illegally or he was just trying to be hard to get along with. But, boy, I'm telling you, they were two operators there, and they got on him and would not get off. They would not let him transmit, and it just kind of turned into, you know, I'm not sure exactly what it was. But every time he'd try to transmit, I mean, they were polite, but they would tell him, hey, give us your call sign, and we'll let you talk. And he just would not do it. He would not do it. And, boy, I'm telling you, they were not having it. So me and Anna just sat around and listened to that for, I don't know, that went on for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, and I finally moved on somewhere else. But you're right. There was a lot of frustration and a lot of edginess during the field day, and everything was just, you know, just packed. So I saw that too. But just wanted to share my experience with you. You got anything else for us before we get to the round table for Duncan?
KO4JKV. Yeah, one more thing. On that. I think winter field days and all these contest events are very good. It just tests your mettle and tests how you can operate. And so even if you are not the main person, you're just someone replying, you're the spokes of the wheel, the person that is the, you know, calling CQ, they might not hear your interference, and you might be replying to them, and then you got someone on your end saying, hey, get off the frequency, what are you doing? So it's just it's a big cluster out there, but that's part of the game, and it was a very good experience. If any new hams want to check it out, it's just good, just to see how everything flows. So I have nothing else to say, Chad, until the round table, after the round table. Back to you. This is KO4JKV.
Appreciate you sharing with us some good knowledge and some good experience there. And if anybody else is listening, hey, you know, appreciate you sharing with us, Duncan. Okay, before I get to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, are there any more stations that'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, David Mobile in Greenville. headed to Taylor's. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Now, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, Colon in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I have no comments or traffic.
KO4 NUE. I-4 DTY, Daniel N. Taylors.
4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylors, negative and negative, over.
Back up and recognize what we got before we get to you, Mr. Larry. Net would like to recognize Mr. David Moblin around in Greenville, KB4 CBA, and KI4 DTY. That's Mr. Daniel and Taylor's, and W4 CWF, Mr. Colon in Mill Springs. Appreciate you joining us tonight, Colon. And Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene and Taylor's. Are there any more stations like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on with to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry, you got a semi-clean stump, but nice to hear from you nonetheless. So go ahead and take it, sir.
NUE. Well, it's this is KK4JBQ. It's been a really nice day today. I've been a little under the weather, and today was the first day I had anything but leafy greens and fruit. So I enjoyed my culinary choices today. Again, it was a salad with some chicken in it, but, you know, you got to just ease yourself back into full-blown carnivore, you know. And so that was good, and I've gained enough strength back to do some of the chores that have been going amiss. I have a water fountain. Most folks who have indoor pets have water dishes or whatnot, but if you've got a cat, and I know some dogs like it too, running water is very attractive, and I like a well-irrigated animal, and you know what I mean. So every month or so, that has to be thoroughly cleaned and rejuvenated with new filters and all that stuff. Well, I was able to do that today and enjoyed every minute of it. I really did, because I enjoy doing for animals. In many instances, especially when we had 3 cats indoors, they depend on you for everything. Even to know what a good thing is and a bad thing is. I mean, it's like having a toddler for 12, 14 years. Oh, my. Okay, so I thought I was done with the water chores. But then I realized that I put about 5 fillings through my humidifier. And everybody knows that this house, as tight as houses are, if you're going to heat the air within the house to make yourself comfortable this time of year, you've got to add back humidity. Well, that thing gets rank, you know, and I do everything I know to do. I've had them for, you know, 20 years, and I do everything I can do to keep them running free and putting healthy moisture into the air. Well, so I just finished the fountain and realized I've got to clean that thing. Altogether, it was about 4 hours worth of waterworks maintenance. And again, I enjoyed doing that because I like sleeping through the night without waking up with my tongue stuck to the roof of my mouth. So I'm sitting here. Donna's made me a nice bowl of apples and strawberries. I like that combination, and she makes them, well, I don't know exactly, but almost a half-inch chunks. Very edible, you know. I'll let this drop for a second. And so that, and I owe you thanks for the suggestion for a mineral and protein drink. I've been tossing those back for the last 4 or 5 days, and I feel better. Yeah. So many thanks for that. I have breakfast, what you call a protein drink, and also in the evening. So I'm gaining a little weight back. I lost a full notch in my belt. I don't weigh myself. I thank God that I'm not inclined to weigh myself, but I notice when these notches go one way or the other. Anyway, it's awfully good to talk with you tonight. It was great to talk with Anna last night, and I just feel so blessed to have your family a part of our ham family. KK4JBQ.
Appreciate the kind words, and just give me an opportunity to comment real quick. So the other day I went and visited with Walt, and when I was there, he had his cats. You know, cats were in the ham shack, and, you know, they're all over the place. They're on the table, they're on the radio, and just, you know, the friendliest things in the world. And he had one cat that was black and white, and he just was just at Walt's feet, just begging. I mean, just begging and begging. And Walt said, "Jen, have you ever seen a cat that will not drink out of a bowl? This cat just drives me crazy. He will not drink out of the bowl at all. He has to drink water out of the faucet." So Walt stood up, and he turned the faucet on the sink. And, I mean, it was streaming out, you know, about an eighth of an inch. And that cat perched up on that countertop and drank that water right out of the kitchen sink. And I have never seen a cat do that. And I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. He jumped up off over onto Walt's, you know, little table there where the radios were. And he, you know, purred around for a minute and thanked Walt for the water. And out the door he went. So I, you know, think that's interesting to, you know, listen to how animals drink, you know, drink their water, and your comment about that. And the other thing is that having the humidity in the room really dry, we have a wood stove, so that dries everything out in the wintertime, and all the cracks in the floor open up where the hardwood floors are, and this, that, and the other. Well, Anna says I snore when it's, you know, there's no moisture in the house. And I don't snore. I don't know what she's hearing, but it's not me snoring. But I do recall a couple of times where the, you know, tongue was stuck to the roof of my mouth because it was so dry. So appreciate the comments there, Larry. And I'll let you go unless you got anything else to say, sir.
Additional thing, you can get a little, goodness, it's no bigger than an aspirin bottle, a little humidistat, which will give you a digital reading of the air quality, as far as humidity goes anyway. And they're good for the room, or the large major space if your kitchen and dining room are together. But the kitchen is actually, I've used this little thing all over the house to do tests, you know. A kitchen is actually the most humid part of the house. Well, you've got an open sink there for one thing, but you also do cooking, which puts moisture into the air and whatnot. But just off the kitchen is the master bedroom. And we have one in there, and then we have one here in the sunroom. I spend a lot of time in here during the day. And if I can keep it in the 30s, that's 30% relative humidity. If I can keep it there, I'm comfortable, very comfortable to sleep, and, you know, very nice. But if this thing goes dry, this humidifier, if it goes dry during the night, I'll wake up and it'll be 19% relative humidity, and oh, heaven's sakes. So it's a constant battle this time of year. But an additional thing, an additional advantage is that if you have wood furniture, if you have a piano, you should keep the air comfortable for you. Then it'll be comfortable for the wood. And if you can imagine the kind of repair that a soundboard crack in a piano or the top of a guitar cracking because of the dry temperatures, it's worth it to have a humidifier. It's worth the trouble. It's an everyday chore, but it's worth the trouble in the wintertime. Chad, good to talk with you. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for welcoming me here. I'm about to celebrate my 10th year on this net, and it's been a real ride. It's been a pleasure to meet the people and to exchange the ideas and to share the friendship. KK4JBQ.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, you're exactly right. It is a family, and it is a community. And I haven't been here for 10 years, but it is certainly a pleasure to meet and be a part of this community and some of the people here. So I agree with you 100%, sir. Do you have anything else for us tonight, Mr. Larry?
Around for roundtable. KK4JPQ.
Down for roundtable. Okay, Mr. Gary, you're next, but give me a second to get a couple more check-ins. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So, Mr. Gary, you're up on the stump next, sir, so go ahead and take it.
KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. Had a very busy afternoon. Went over to a Silent Keys house and been working on getting the all the stuff he's got over there that we're going to be putting on the swap net here starting tomorrow night. And Dave Watson came over and helped me, or I went over and helped him. I don't know which way it was, but we both got together and went over there and went through a bunch of stuff. So anybody that's interested, we've got some new items that will be starting tomorrow night. Got a lot of that taken care of and made the widow feel a little better about things that was going on. There was on her dining room table, most of it was, and she wanted it off of there and out of the house. So Dave and I went over and did what we could to help her out with that. I got home, we went over about 2 o'clock and got home about right at 6. So we spent a good long while over there getting things straightened out and loaded up and this sort of thing. After I got home, I hadn't done that much. Joy fixed us a real nice supper tonight. We had a big old pot roast and potatoes and macaroni and cheese and green beans. And I sat down and made a pig out of myself and filled up an empty spot. So I'm about ready to take a nap now.
Yeah, my grandfather used to call that splattering out. So you get out, get some clothes on that are non-binding, and splatter out. Is that about got it right?
To take my blue jeans off and get this big old wide belt out of the way, maybe put on a pair of jogging breeches or something that's got elastic in the waist so it could spread out, but I hadn't done that yet.
Let me let you go, and you go right on ahead, and that'd be the first thing you can do is get your jogging pants on and splatter out, because there's nothing like it, trust me. So, well, Gary, I was glad you was able to help her out, and I know that's a tough job sometimes, but we do appreciate you doing that, and I know the widows do too. So, do you have anything else for us, Mr. Gary?
The other thing I got to say is I got an apple pie in there, and I've got a coffee pot perking, and so I'm going to get me a cup of coffee and eat me a piece of apple pie here shortly before I go to bed. A lot of folks can't drink coffee and go to bed. I can drink a pot and lay down and go right to sleep. Doesn't bother me. But I drink coffee a lot anyway. I drink it pretty much all day, every day. So, but, you know, I can drink a cup of coffee. But if I sit down and drink about a half a glass of iced tea, that keeps me awake.
Same way, I can handle caffeine up to about 10 o'clock in the morning. Anything after that, and I cannot do it. So, so other thing I was going to tell you before I let you go is I came up here to deer camp today and brought the dump trailer today. And it takes a lot more time to fill it up with split wood. So I've been splitting wood all day and did not get a chance to build a fire down at deer camp tonight. So it's going to be a cold night. But, you know, hey, been there, done that before. And appreciate you dropping by with us, Gary. So with that said, I sent you a picture. And I'll let you go on. Please tell Miss Joy, me and Chris said hello, and I'll let you go. KO4NUE.
Okay, buddy. Well, you tell my other brother by a different mother I said howdy. Hope y'all have a good evening. And it's not too late to build a fire. It don't take long to start a little fire in that wood stove to keep you warm. I'd much rather take a minute to do that than I had to sit around and be cold. Y'all have a good evening, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it, as always, Chad. We'll say 73 to you for now. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Yeah, you're right, but I'm so sore I can't hardly bend over. So, time to walk straight in and bundle up and just deal with it. So, all right, with that said, are there any additional stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Anyone for comments or rag to you, please call KO4NUE. For my net report, KO4RYP, this is KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KO4RYP, go ahead.
This will be two pieces of traffic, one from Dave, message number one, and the relay of the net call tonight will be number two. Message number is 22032. Two messages, and stand by for the amount of check-ins. 54 check-ins. QSL?
QSL.
YP, this is KO4NUE. Thank you for handling that for me, ma'am. Appreciate that. Okay, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear. KO4NUE, who's in there listening tonight? Who wants to do a little round table?
KO4JKV, I can round table.
KI4DTY, I'll be listening.
Freezing in, we're still here.
Oh, I am. I'm still listening.
Yeah, listening.
KQ, care.
Duncan, I guess since you started the question, so why don't you go ahead and start, sir? And go ahead, let's hear it.
KO4JKV, I hate to be first, but I got a question for Harry later, but Chad, you were talking about APRS. And I looked into it today, and I assume you have to have a... I have a radio that does DMR, like the digital stuff. So, APRS, do you need a HT that can hit... Is it... I'm confused, because I saw one website where as long as all these stations, and they can be home stations, in their trailer, their home, and they have APRS, I guess, a router... Then you can connect to them and connect to the other people, or is it just through repeaters? I'm just new to that. That's a dumb question, I know. Over.
So let me tell you what I know about it, because I'm still learning myself. So APRS is a packet. It sends out a packet or a data burst of what's called telemetry. And telemetry is usually the date and the time and your location as you're moving through, you know, say you're going down Highway 11. Well, it sends that information out in a packet. And then you have the digipeaters that pick that packet up and they move it forward to the next digipeater. Then you have iGates that interface with the internet, and I probably cell phones too. I haven't got that far into it, but you can actually, you know, interface with the internet or cell phone service. I think that's a little bit over my head at this point, but APRS is just a way to send packet information or telemetry about, you know, your station or your location. So, let me give you a scenario. Let's say, for example, you have a company of bread trucks. I'm not sure if this applies to a commercial application, but just for the scenario, we'll use, you know, bread trucks. And you own 15 bread trucks. Technically, you could use telemetry to beacon where the location of those trucks were at any given time. So you can, you know, track your operators to make sure that they're delivering where they're delivering or where they're supposed to be. You can use APRS trackers that you can put, you know, on a vehicle or a location to track its location. You know, it's not for everybody because, you know, there's a side of this radio that, you know, some people want to be as private as possible, but others, you know, they do not. They want to beacon information about where they are and kind of what they're doing. And so to answer your question about the radio, from my experience, I have an APRS radio. It's a Yaesu FT400D or 400XR, and it's an APRS radio. But I also have a Kenwood 218 that's just a basic 2-meter radio. And I've put a WX 3-in-1 on it that I program the packet I want to send out, and it sends it to that monobander, and it beacons out. So, no, you don't have to have an APRS radio, but you will have to have an additional piece of equipment to hook to the radio. And that's all I know about it. If anybody else would like to comment, please take it and fill in the gaps, because I know there's a lot of gaps.
For JKV, Chad, I think you answered everything I needed. I wrote down digipeaters and iGate, and I'm going to look that up. And so that's very exciting to me. But I know there's a big round table, so I'm just going to pass the mic. And I'm glad Walt, I know Walt's listening, and he wants to listen to the round table after the round table. So I'll be sticking around. I'll be sticking around for the next hour or two. So back to Ned, KO4JKV.
A second before you go. KO4HKX. You still in there, Patrick?
KO4HKX.
A little more for Duncan on APRS, because I know you're a lot better at it than I am.
Actually, you covered most everything that there is on it. You can send text messages to phones, and they can send one back to your radio. You can actually send messages over it to other people's radio. And you can actually send an email over it also, without any kind of really special equipment. As long as your radio is capable of it, you can enter the information and you can go that way. And then, like the 710 that I use, let's say I receive your package, it tells me that you're monitoring what frequency your radio is on. I can just hit one button and it will tune me to that frequency, and then I can talk to you over the RF. So some of it depends on the radio you have and the options it's enabled with, but it's actually a really neat option to communicate other than RF with just messaging.